Job Bachelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College. The illegitimate President Maduro and Caracas' rogue regime influences the whole of the Americas. Brazil, there was a point when Lula da Silva was not unsympathetic to Maduro, but now it appears that there is strain between Brazilian and Caracas having to do with politics. Okay, Lula da Silva is serving his third term. There have been very strong charges brought against his predecessor, Mr. Bolsonaro, as leader of a plot to unseat Lula da Silva. Even the word assassination is mentioned. I park all that over here because it's not been moved on for several weeks. What is true is that not only has Lula da Silva distanced himself from Maduro, but also Mr. Bolsonaro says that he's been invited to the inauguration and has asked for his passport back. This would have influence, I believe, on the relationship to be struck up again between the Trump administration and Lula da Silva. I understand that's a little complicated, but it actually comes down to this. Is Lula da Silva making moves toward Mr. Trump, away from Mr. Trump? What is his posture now towards the return of the Trump administration?
John, my sense is that at least to the extent that President Lula is able to function adequately, because as recall, he had a very serious fall, which has apparently impeded his ability to travel and function. He even had a follow-up emergency hospital visit. And so that concussion and the complications really appear to have impaired his ability to function more than on what I would call autopilot as president of Brazil. But beyond that, it does appear that Lula, as a old style kind of machine politician, understands the importance of the U.S. Brazil relationship, and I think has been trying to at least lower the level of some of this rhetoric, lower some of the ways in which under the Biden administration, he felt that he and Brazil could pursue a policy that welcomed Russia into the region, pursued deals in Ukraine, pursued new types of partnership with China without a substantial reaction from the Biden administration, which continued to find ways to cooperate on environmental and social issues and other things. I think Lula understands that that will not play well with President Trump. The other thing that has happened, as you alluded to, is that
We have 30 seconds, leaders. Professor. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Many leftist leaders in Latin America, Lula, AMLO in Mexico, Petro in Colombia, have wanted to downplay the anti-democratic behavior of Maduro. But again, with the proof, with 85% of the 30,000 voting stations in and made public by the Edmundo Gonzalez administration that they actually won, it's very difficult for Lula to represent himself as both a Democrat and recognize Maduro as a leader. And so when Maduro doubled down, making accusations that Lula was an agent of the CIA and things like that, I think a combination of political prudence and personal annoyance with respect to Lula's attitudes toward Maduro has led him to back away, including right. Even not allowing Maduro into the BRICS. And so it's a combination of personal issues, political expediency with respect to Venezuela, and also, again, I think Lula trying to keep his head down with respect to President Trump and not provoking him as he comes in.
Evan Ellis.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.